It's not every day you see an upside-down tree flying through the air, but this Black Hawk helicopter is skimming along with a big tree dangling on a line beneath it. We'll get to the why in a moment, but to do that, you've got to meet the guy who thought up the idea. Mark Sessing is sitting in his pickup truck. He's a wildlife manager, actually a water specialist. He's looking through the windshield at a stretch of shoreline of Long Lake in Wisconsin.
The habitat's been stripped away. We've got piers. We've got boats, hot boathouses. Got houses and cottages. The development has resulted in, I guess what I'll call, a sterilization of the shore.
On the other side of the lake, there's an area that's a bit better for birds and fish, but Sessing thought the wildlife needed a little help. He knew putting some dead trees there could benefit the animals. Put the crown of the tree in the water for the fish so they can hide from predators and lay eggs in the thicket. Put the trunk on the shore and all kinds of animals can make a home. Or birds can find bugs in the dead tree. But there was a problem. You couldn't get to the area with trucks without cutting a road down a steep hillside. And Mark Sessing was not interested in damaging more of the shoreline. So he got to thinking, why not get the Wisconsin Air National Guard to help? So why would the Air Guard want to move trees? Practice. Chief Warrant Officer Dirk Brandt is with the National Guard's 832nd Medical Company. He says practicing lifting trees and placing them on the shoreline could help pilots and crew prepare for a med evac lift in a war zone.
If it was medical supplies or critical medical supplies, since our unit is medevac, then the more we practice with, I guess you could say, inanimate objects, then the better off when we actually physically have to do it.
The airlift worked like this. First, one of the copters would hover over a forested area about a quarter mile from the lake. That's where trees had been cut down to improve the health of the woods. Then, ground crew would grab a nylon strap hanging down from the aircraft and wrap it around a tree. The helicopter would then go up and carry the dead tree to the water's edge. By the time the day was done, there were 23 dead trees placed along about a quarter mile of lake shoreline. Wildlife managers will start watching the trees and collecting scientific data on the project this summer. They estimate the trees will provide habitat for fish and birds for the next 10 to 20 years. For the Environment Report, I'm Chuck Kornbach.